to the Follow On Podcast here on followoncricket.com. Chinmay Vaidya, Parth Joshi, Akshay Chavan here with me. Guys, the coronavirus pandemic is still going on. There's still a suspension of sports around the world that includes cricket. We don't know how the schedules are going to play out. The IPL's already been postponed indefinitely. The 100, which was England's domestic competition that was going to be this summer, has been postponed to 2021. So we're already seeing the impact of the pandemic on sports and cricket, and we know that when sports eventually do return, it'll likely be to empty stadiums, modified settings, and the sport will have to adjust and cricket will have to figure some things out. But in the meantime, we've been doing some fun stuff, some looking back at cricket history. We did hypotheticals for past events and what would happen had the event changed. We did a Premier League 11 where we basically picked IPL-style teams in a fantasy draft. And today we're doing a sort of a dream team scenario with World Cup teams. So if the team made a World Cup final or won the World Cup, that's the eligible pool of players. So for example, India's team will consist of an 11 that played in the 83 World Cup, the 2003 World Cup, and the 2011 World Cup. As you can expect, Australia has the most eligible players in this one. We'll start with teams that have never made a World Cup final. I'll start with Zimbabwe. They've played in 9 World Cups, so I feel like they deserve a mention here. I'll just throw out an 11. They've had some really good players during their time. Guys, feel free to chime in if you have any memories of any of these guys. So I basically came up with a list of fairly recent players that have played for Zimbabwe. Andy Flower, Grant Flower, Brendan Taylor, Alton Chigumbura, Hamilton Masakadza, Heath Streak, Sean Williams, Craig Irvine, Prosper Itseya, Chris Mpofu, and Tendai Chitara. Those were my 11 guys who really stood out for Zimbabwe cricket. Heath Streak is the one that really comes to mind, guy that I remember watching, and he was kind of their star at the time. Any thoughts on the Zimbabwe team, guys?
I would say that Heath Streak and Andy Flower, for sure, would be kind of the stars in my mind. Other than that, pretty much what's memorable for me, one of the negatives for Zimbabwe, is when Chris Gayle just put the ton on him in 2015. Kind of felt bad, but positives for sure, Andy Flower and Heath Streak. Also Grant Flower.
Yep, Heath Streak was definitely a great player to watch. Had a couple good runs in the World Cup, played some great innings, was an all-rounder too. One guy I remember, maybe not making the top team, but Taibu, the wicketkeeper.
Yeah, he was definitely in consideration.
Yeah. I remember him in the 2003 World Cup, pretty skilled behind the wickets. That's one name that I didn't hear.
Yeah, it was between him and Brendan Taylor for me, and Taylor was really good in 2015, so I felt like had to include him as well. And 2011 as well, Taylor was pretty solid. We'll move on to Bangladesh now. That team has not made a World Cup final, but they've been improving over recent years, and they've shown that they can compete with the top teams in the world. I think for Bangladesh, there's a clear-cut 5 guys who are for sure in this team. Tamim Iqbal, Shakib Al Hassan, Mushfiqur Rahim, Mashrafe Mortaza, and Mahmudullah. I think those 5 have really spearheaded Bangladesh cricket in the last, 15 years. So any objection to those 5 guys?
Not for me. No, not for me either.
A couple others that I had, Mohammad Ashraful and Habibul Bashar. I think those guys are 2 that I remember in particular. Any debate on those guys?
I'm okay to leave him in for now. I really think that Bangladesh's young guns in the last few years should really make up the core of this all-time team, just because of how successful they've been, and really their most successful runs have come recently. But for the time being, those are good names, and they've had some great performances over the years, so I'm good with that for the time being.
I would agree. I think that, as Parth said, for the most part, I think they've been improving steadily over the years, and their expectations have been higher. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's more of a heavily based on recent players.
The next 3 guys that I had are more recent, but one of them has played more World Cups than the others. I have Rubal Hassan, Mustafizur, and Litton Das as the next 3 guys. I'm open to obviously changing these, but I think those 3 have really stood out over World Cups. Litton Das in particular in this World Cup, and he's shown explosiveness with the bat as well. I think he deserves a mention here. So those are the next 3 guys that I have. Any objections to those or guys that you feel should replace them?
Yeah, I agree with you, Chinmay. Linton Das, I think he should definitely be on the side, one of the more explosive batsmen that Bangladesh has ever had. He's always out there making scores, so I think he's definitely in. Mustafa Zour, I also agree with, one of the best run containers currently and has had some great performances. And I blanked on the first name that you mentioned, Chinmay.
I said Rubel Hassan. He has played well in multiple World Cups, so I feel like he deserved a mention here.
Yep, definitely an all-timer for Bangladesh. I would take him.
Do you have Soumya Sarkar? Because I would say he's had a pretty solid cup. And he was kind of young in 2015, but he's still part of the team.
Yeah, so the next guys that I had were kind of a mixed bag. I had a lot of players from the 2019 World Cup who performed well, but I also had Abdul Razak because I thought a spinner would be necessary in this team. So I remember him doing well in 2007, but I'm open to shifting this final spot for Bangladesh. There's plenty of directions that we can go. So if you guys have any names that you really want to make a case for, go ahead.
Either him or Emerald Kayes was pretty solid back in the early 2010s. I remember him having a fairly solid World Cup in 2011 in India. He scored I think he scored like 140 or something in one of the matches. But I don't know enough about him to make a super strong case.
Yep, no objections for me either for those.
Who did we settle on for the final spot, I guess?
We did go with Abdur.
Okay, yeah. All right. So Abdul Razak makes up that 11 for Bangladesh. He gets the final spot. We go on to South Africa. And for South Africa, I did something a little bit different. I don't know what you guys did, but I basically narrowed it down to the 1999 team and the 2015 team. They were the closest to making a World Cup final. And so I felt like it was only right for those two teams to be featured in this 11. I think, again, there's a clear-cut five that are for sure in. Jack Callis, Alan Donald, A.B. de Villiers, Lance Klusener, and Herschel Gibbs. Any debate on those five?
Jack Callis?
You don't think he should be in?
Oh, did you listen? Okay, sorry. Yeah.
No debate for me.
All right. The next group that I have is Dale Steyn, Imran Tahir, Hashim Amla, and Sean Pollock.
In the second group, I would say Jonty Rhodes.
Jonty Rhodes, for me, did not have the production of some of the other batsmen. And I know Jonty Rhodes, brilliant fielder, and we remember him for his efforts in the field. And he was a solid player, don't get me wrong. But I think some of these guys, like Amla, if you look at Amla's record, is far greater production-wise than Jonty Rhodes. So Rhodes definitely in consideration for the next tier, but I think I would have Amla over Rhodes.
Then I would have two more to contend. Mark Boucher and Gary Kirsten.
Gary Kirsten was in my next group, so yes, I have him in my 11.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any debates with that next group that you mentioned. I believe it was, just to recap, Sean Pollock, Dale Steyn, and then remind me of the other two, Chinmay.
Imran Tahir and Hashim Amla.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I'll take those four.
All right, cool. The next, so we have two more spots left for this South Africa 11. I had Gary Kirsten, and I had Faf du Plessis. And I know Mark Boucher is very much in consideration here, but for the wicketkeeper spot, the hypothetical wicketkeeper spot, I thought A.B. de Villiers, who's played a fair amount of keeper in his career, can slot in behind the stumps. And Faf had a great 2015 World Cup. So I felt like Faf du Plessis deserved a mention, and then Gary Kirsten, obviously, for 99.
I would contend that Graham Smith should take one of the two spots, which one I'm debating internally right now. But I think he was a great captain of South Africa, has a great record, has scored a lot of international runs, a top ODI batsman, so I definitely think he should be in over Faf.
Yeah, I would do that too, because, I mean, he had like 7,000 ODI runs, and he was, in my opinion, the better captain. But
right, so for me, Graham Smith wasn't on the 99 or 2015 team, so he didn't make the list, but I do agree, Graham Smith, all-time South Africa player, so I am willing to put him in. I would put him in over Gary Kirsten, but if you guys want to swap him out with Faf, I am free to do that. So it's whatever you guys pick. We swapping him in over Faf or Kirsten.
All right, I'm settled there then.
But who are we taking off? Are we taking off Faf or are we taking off Kirsten for Graham Smith?
I'll take off Faf. Faf, we'll see.
Okay, Parth?
I'm still internally debating. I initially said Pfaff. Realized he's probably a better fielder, has been a good captain, has had some failures. But yeah, I'd say let's take off Pfaff. Gary Kirsten has a tremendous record and average.
Okay, cool. So that rounds out the South Africa 11. Amla, A.B. de Villiers, Herschel Gibbs, Jacques Callis, Alan Donald, Dale Steyn, Imran Tahir, Lance Klusener, Gary Kirsten, Sean Pollock, and Graham Smith. We now move on to teams that have actually made a World Cup final. And we'll start from teams that have made the final but have never won. We'll start with New Zealand. So the eligible teams here are the 2015 teams and the 2019 team. I had not much of a debate on most of these spots. So I think the first four are for sure for me are Martin Guptill, Brendan McCollum, Kane Williamson, and Ross Taylor. I don't think there's any question there.
I agree there, and I would put McCollum as keeper and captain.
I would agree with that.
I would definitely have Kane Williamson as captain, but
that's a different debate.
Debating that part, but
yeah. They're both in the 11. We'll start. Right. We'll start there. We'll start with the 11 first. The next group that I had was a mix of the 2015 and 2019 teams. I had Grant Elliott, Corey Anderson, Jimmy Neesham, and Daniel Vettori as kind of my all-rounder slash lower-order batsman group. But I think Grant Elliott should for sure be in there. That's the one I'm like strongest about.
Me too.
I agree that Grant Elliott should definitely be in. I'm surprised that Bolt didn't make the first round of players. I thought he should definitely be in the second, if not that first. So I would want to include him in the second batch.
Oh yeah, yeah. Trent Bolt is in. Yeah, for sure. I was just listing off kind of 1 through 11, so I was getting to the bowlers, but
okay.
Yeah,
I see.
Sorry. Yeah. Trent Bolt is for sure in.
So Grant Elliott, Jimmy Neesham, Daniel Vettori,
and Corey Anderson.
Yep, I'm good with that for now. If we start to run out of spots, I may come back to you. But yep.
Okay, so we have three more spots left, and you're basically picking, for me, it's three pace bowlers.
Yeah.
I don't really go with specialist multiple specialist spinners unless there's no good options. So I went with the three most successful of the two cups. I went with Trent Bolt, Tim Southey, and Lachie Ferguson.
I would agree. That brings me to say that I would put in Colin DeGrandom over Corey Anderson from your second group.
Any particular reason why?
I think he's really underrated as an all-rounder, and he does bowl like that medium-ish, between medium and quick pace. I think he's a really good finisher in the lower order, middle lower order as well.
I would say the same thing about Corey Anderson, and I would also say that Corey Anderson produced more during the 2015 World Cup than DeGrandom did, but I'm willing to swap out. I think that's a spot that I'm willing to swap out.
Oh yeah, because I was debating him or Santner, but I think I have a stronger case about him.
I would put Vettori over Santner. I think those guys were very similar for me.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I think Anderson and Colin DeGrandom are very similar styles. I can't really pick out of the two, so I'll leave that to you guys.
All right, Ashay, what do you say? Do you feel very strongly about DeGrandom?
No. Well, I mean, I have better memories of him over Corey Anderson, so I mean, if yours is more logic based, then I wouldn't have any problem putting in Anderson over him either.
So Anderson, for me, really the 50 in the semifinal that he had came at a crucial time for New Zealand. They couldn't have afforded to lose a wicket, and it basically showed to me that he's more than just an explosive, you know, 20 off 10 batsman who's going to fire quickly and then get out. He does have the finisher ability, and I think given the players around him, like Neesham, Vettori, Grant Elliott, he can be kind of your Swiss Army knife. He can play various styles, and he's also a pretty good bowler. His economy rate was not great in the 2015 World Cup, so there's a point of contention there for DeGrandom at least. But, you know, I'll go with DeGrandom, you know what, because I'm a fan of both players. So I'll go with DeGrandom, and I'll give you this one. So our 11 for New Zealand is Martin Guptill, Brendan McCollum, Kane Williamson, Ross Taylor, Grant Elliott, Colin DeGrandom, Jimmy Neesham, Daniel Vettori, Trent Bolt, Tim Southey, and Lachie Ferguson. Any objections on the 11?
Nope.
All right, now to the captaincy debate, because I am in agreement with Ashay. I think Brendan McCollum should be the captain, and Parth is on the Kane Williamson train. So Parth, since you're the lone wolf here, I'll let you state your case first.
Let's see. Well, I think Kane Williamson currently, right now, of active captains, is the best captain in the world. Just purely as a captain. I think Coley is a better player, but Williamson is the best captain. I think he's extremely level-headed. He's had a lot of success as a captain in all three formats and the IPL. Led a lot of teams to, obviously hasn't won a World Cup, but pretty much led the team to the World Cup final by himself in 2019. Took a lot of the burden on his back. In 2015, also played a huge role. I've never seen McCollum really carry a team. He's obviously an explosive batsman, a great leader, but I've never seen someone shoulder a team like Kane Williamson has for New Zealand in the past few years. So I think he's a class act. The entire cricket community loves him. I think he's a great captain and very humble. So there's my case for Kane Williamson.
I agree with everything that you just said. And I agree with you that Brendan McCollum has never really carried a team. I think that's a very good point. I will say this, though, that Brendan McCollum, the way he captained in that 2015 World Cup, I understand the final went very south for New Zealand very quickly. And McCollum was a huge part of that. He got out, I think, what, second ball or third ball or something like that. And that really that really spiraled out very quickly for them. But the way they dominated in that entire World Cup was largely due to Brendan McCollum's approach. He was very aggressive in both sides of the game. He sent pace at batsmen routinely. Bolt and Southee were tremendous. And then batting-wise, it was basically no holds barred. We're going at it from ball one. I think that approach was legitimately the best thing that happened to New Zealand in that World Cup, because they were, up until that point, New Zealand was a semifinals team, and they would always bow out in the semifinal, and it would always be an average performance in a semifinal against a great team that would see them out. And that changed because of Brendan McCollum's approach. So I get what you're saying with Kane Williamson. I really like Brendan McCollum as the captain,
though. Mm-hmm. The one thing I will say real quick, though, to add to the debate, is that the 2015 World Cup was hosted in Australia and New Zealand. So New Zealand played a lot of matches at home, stuff that they're used to, fast wickets, short boundaries. So it really catered to their style. So while I agree with you, they have the perfect game plan, and all kudos to McCollum for executing on that all the way up to the final. It was on their home turf. There was less hardship, whereas 2019, there was a lot to overcome, and it seemed like it was a more resilient team. But I can definitely see where you guys are coming from, so I'll leave it to you, Ashay.
So I agree with everything you said, Parth. I also think that their styles of captaincy are somewhat different, in that you're right about Kane being calm, cool, collected, etc. McCollum was very fiery, and he like played with his heart on his sleeve. That's how he led as well. And I disagree about not carrying his team on his back, because he always led by example, whether it was in the field, like diving for balls, trying to stop all the boundaries possible, even hurting himself in the process, or attempting to execute his plan in the final when he said, "I'm going to start attacking from ball one, and if I miss, I miss, but I'm going to give you guys the best shot to do it." Unfortunate that he didn't click that one time. It was a perfect Yorker by Mitchell Starc, but I think that you can't, I mean, ideally you wouldn't look at the outcome or the result with like rose-tinted glasses in the past, but that's how he played all tournament, and that's how he had succeeded. So I don't really blame him for that. That's my two cents on Brendan McCollum.
You know, Parth really made a good point about the home conditions for New Zealand in 2015 and the unfavorable kind of map that they were given in 2019. I'm torn on this one now. Let's just make them co-captains. Let's just give them both. Give them both the captain. No vice captain, and they're both co-captains.
Works for me.
Ashay, you got anything on that?
That's fine. It's just never been done before, but who knows if it'll work.
We're inventing new things here on the follow-on.
We'll go to Sri Lanka now. And Sri Lanka, the eligible teams for this 11 are the 1996 team, which won the World Cup, the 2007 and 2011 teams that fell in the final. Again, I think there's a clear-cut group of five that is for sure in for me. It's Jayasurya, Sangakkara, Ranatunga, Aravinda, and Muralitharan. Any debates on those five?
Not all. think those are clear cut.
Yep, I'm in agreement.
Okay. It's a hard fight because I want to put Chimin Davas in there, but obviously.
Well, it's an 11. We'll get to Chimin Davas. He's in the next group for me. Okay. I have Chimin Davas, Lasit Malinga, Mahela Jayawardena, Tilakaratna Dilshan, and Upal Taranga as the next five.
Yep. I'm in agreement. The only one I'm slightly internally debating is Upal Taranga, but good for now.
Yeah, I think Taranga had a really good 2011 World Cup. Him and Dilshan were super explosive at the top, so I feel like he deserves a mention for that performance in particular. The 11th spot, I was just all over the place on, because I looked at the group and thought, I need another pace bowler, because I only have Voss and Malinga.
I'll tell you who I want with, see if you agree.
Go ahead.
Ranganathan.
I don't like specialist spinners in multiple specialist spinners in the 11, especially when I have a guy like Jayasurya, who bowls. Aravinda and Dilshan can make up a sixth bowler as well, and that's all spin. And then Ranatunga was a medium pacer, I guess, and he didn't really bowl in the 96 Cup, but he was kind of a change of pace bowler at the time. So I was a little torn on what to do with this 11th spot. I went with a pace bowler, a recent pace bowler based purely on 2011 World Cup performance, but I am not married to this selection at all. I went with Nuan Kuluseka purely on the 2011 performance, but I can see several different ways this goes.
I was debating Nuan Kuluseka, Ranganathan, if I wanted batting depth and leadership, Marvin Atapadu, but really it's up in the air. I'm fine with putting Kuluseka as well.
Yeah, I think for the purposes of having a third pacer, which I think you need, obviously a lot of great all-time Sri Lankan batsmen that I'd love to put on this list, but there just aren't enough spots if you're creating an 11. So, yeah, I'm good with that, Chinmay. I think the pacer needs to be in this side. He did have a really good 2011 World Cup, got smashed around by India in the final, but aside from that, took a lot of wickets, had a great economy, and really helped them make it to the final. So, yep, I'm okay with that.
Cool. So that's the 11 for Sri Lanka. Taranga, Dilshan, Sanath Jayasurya, Kumar Sangakkara, Arjuna Ranatunga, Mahela Jayawardene, Aravinda De Silva, Chimin Davas, Lasit Malinga, Nuan Kuluseka, and Muthiah Muralitharan. We'll jump to England now, and a good amount of eligible teams for England. 1979, 1987, 1992, and of course the 2019 team that ended up winning the World Cup. Not a lot of old-timers for me in this England squad. I basically went with pretty much the 2019 team, and substituted a few older all-time players that I felt deserved a mention. But I pretty much went with the group that won this most recent World Cup. Jason Roy, Johnny Bairstow, Joe Root, Owen Morgan, Joss Butler, Ben Stokes, Chris Wokes, Adil Rashid, and Jofra Archer. Those are my nine guys from the 2019 team. Any debate on those guys? Anyone who you would swap in?
Once again, okay for the time being.
All right, the next two that I had to round out the 11, I had Ian Botham and Graham Gooch.
Yep, I'm okay with that.
Wow, not a lot of debate there. I guess not a lot of choice as well. And the 2019 team is so fresh in our memory, but I think that's the right group for England. Let's go to Pakistan now. Only two eligible teams for Pakistan, the 1992 team and the 1999 team. Not a whole lot of surefire things, just because the teams were pretty similar. I have Wasim Akram, Inzamam Ul Haq, Javed Miadad, and Saeed Anwar as four for sure.
That's right. Yep.
The big debate for me was Imran Khan, because he was pretty old at the 92 World Cup, and you can argue that his inning in the semifinal was more detrimental than helpful to Pakistan. But he played really well in the final, and he was a really good captain. And I think his captaincy value is the only reason why I would put Imran Khan in the 11 for sure. Any debate on Imran Khan?
I mean, I'd put him in the 11, but not in that first party group, as you said.
Yeah, I'm good with him in the 11.
All right, the next group of guys that I had Abdul Razak, Shoaib Akhtar, Amer Sohail, Ramiz Raja, Moin Khan, and Mushtaq Ahmed to round out the 11.
I had Waqar Yunus over Shoaib Buckner.
So Waqar Yunus only played, I think, 4 or 5 games at the 99 World Cup, and he only took like 2 wickets. And Shoaib Akhtar was very dumb. Like, Waqar Yunus is an all-time Pakistan bowler, don't get me wrong. And he's definitely, as a whole, like, in terms of a career, I would take him over Shoaib Akhtar. But specifically, like, for World Cup purposes, I looked at the production, and I think Shoaib Akhtar did better at that World Cup than Waqar Yunus did. So I'm going to defend Shoaib Akhtar on this one.
Did you have Mohammad Yusuf in there?
I did for a moment. And then I looked at Sohail's stats during the 92 World Cup, and he was just head and shoulders better.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's Yusuf Yohana, right? He just changed his name?
Yeah. So, all-time player, don't get me wrong, did well at the 1999 World Cup, but not as well as you would think. And Sohail was brilliant in 92. So, I had Sohail over Yusuf Yohana / Mohammad Yusuf at the top of the order with Zaid Anwar.
Okay. How about Sakhlin Mushtaq? Was he included?
He was in contention. It was between him and Mushtaq Ahmed for me. And I took the guy who won the World Cup instead of the guy who didn't. So I'm not entirely set on Mushtaq Ahmed. I'm willing to give you Sakhlin Mushtaq if you can make the case.
Yeah, I would take him. I think he performed pretty well in 99, not head and shoulders incredibly. But obviously one of the all-time great bowlers, one of the highest wicket takers in Pakistan history. I'm trying to make sure that he actually was useful in the 99 World Cup to put him over.
Oh, yeah, he very much was. Think, yeah, yeah. Their stats are very similar.
Yeah, and if that's the case, I just think that he's... I understand your point about winning the World Cup, Chinmay. That does make sense, but I think that he's just such a better bowler over the course of, you know, as an all-time bowler. And his impact, you know, I'm not sure that Ahmed was winning. You know, his performance won the World Cup for Pakistan in 92, so... That's why I would take Mushtaq.
Okay, yes. I will give you Sakhlin Mushtaq over Mushtaq Ahmed. I am willing to concede that point. Because 92, you're right. I think, you know, he was good. Ahmed was good. But I think it was Wasim's World Cup. So I'm willing to give you that point. Any of the other guys, though, that there's a debate over?
No, I think I'm good for the ones you listed.
Yep, same here.
Cool. So that will be the 11... For Pakistan, then, Saeed Anwar, Amir Sohail, Javed Miadad, Inzamamul Haq, Ramiz Raja, Imran Khan, Moeen Khan, Abdul Razak, Wasim Akram, Shoaib Akhtar, and Sakhlin Mushtaq. We move now to the West Indies, and the West Indies teams are the all-time teams from the early days, 1975, 1979, and 1983. When we initially were debating this exercise, I was very tempted to just list the entire 1983 team. Even though that was the only team that had lost a World Cup, I thought they were very clearly the best team. I think the 79 team was good, but the 83 team was slightly better. I think there's 8 guys that are very clearly in this, and it's the 4 strike bowlers and yep. And the 4 premier batsmen. So Desmond Haynes, Gordon Greenidge, Viv Richards, Clive Lloyd, and then Andy Roberts, Malcolm Marshall, Joel Garner, and Michael Holding. Any debate on the 8?
100% I agree with that. No debate.
Okay, the last 3 spots, I think Larry Gomes has to be in there. He was an all-time spinner and a little bit of an all-rounder, so I think Larry Gomes has to be in.
Had him in. Yep, I agree.
The final 2 spots, I went with Galichern. He was really good, I believe, in the 75 World Cup. Galichern for 75 is one that has to be in.
Yep, I'll take that. I know he didn't perform too well in the final, but yep, I think he was a great batsman and definitely helped that team make it to the World Cup final. So
I think so too, and then this team missing the keeper.
Yeah, so for me, I kind of went rogue on this one in terms of the keeper because the keeping options at the time, I thought there were better batsmen who could perform that role, I guess. I went with Collis King purely because of his performance in the 79 final. But I am not set on that selection whatsoever. And I'm willing to concede the point that there's no true wicketkeeper in this team. So if you can give me a good reason to put a true wicketkeeper in, I'm willing to concede.
The only name I listed for keeper was Jeff Dujon. I didn't really think of, you know, just going rogue on keeper. If that's what you're doing, then I'm fine with that. but if a keeper is necessary, then I would put Jeff Duzon.
I was going to go even more rogue and throw in a fifth pacer, so I'm going to
figure out this last spot. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I wanted to throw in Colin Croft. So many good West Indian pacers. It's just hard to leave those guys out. Just so much pace, height, ability to take wickets, and he was fantastic in the, I believe it was the 79 final. He had a couple wickets and a very low rate, right, close to 2.5, 2.
I like Park's team. We're going to have 5 people versus Pacers and just blow out the opposition.
You know what? I'm liking that as well. We'll go with that. So the 11 for the West Indies, Desmond Haynes, Gordon Greenwich, Viv Richards, Clive Lloyd, Larry Gomes, Andy Roberts, Malcolm Marshall, Joel Gardner, Michael Holding, Alvin Gallichern, and then Colin Croft to round out that 11. We'll go now to a team that I think there will be some debate over, and that is India. And there are 3 eligible teams for India: 1983 team, the 2003 team, and the 2011 team. The teams in 83 and 2011 lifting the World Cup trophy. For me, Kapil Dev is the only one from the 83 team who should be considered. I have him in. Is that the only name you guys have from 83? Any others? And do you think he should be in?
It's the only name. And I didn't consider putting Gavaskar because, like you said about earlier with Imran Khan, he played a lot of slow innings in the World Cups.
Yeah, interesting. I like I mentioned to you guys, I hadn't really rounded out an 11 in my mind. I definitely, in my head list, Gavaskar and Amarnath are sitting there, but I'd love to hear the list first and see how it rounds out, and then make the case if I feel necessary for one of those two.
Yeah, I thought about Gavaskar and then realized that the openers in the other cups are just far superior.
So I
shelved that idea very quickly. But Kapil Dev is in, right? We have him from the 83 team for sure in?
Definitely, yep.
Okay, cool. We'll go now to the later World Cups. I have, again, 4 guys who I think are for sure in. They stood out for me. Tendulkar, Harbhajan, Zahir Khan, and Virender Sehwag. Any debate on those 4?
Ooh, interesting choice with Harbhajan. Yeah, I'll take that for now. I can think of a few spinners, but he definitely had a fantastic performance. So, let's keep that 4.
Okay, the next group that I had is a little bit of an emotional group and a little bit of statistics. I had Ganguly, Gambhir, Yuvraj, and Dhoni.
I agree with those.
Ooh. Oh, man. Like you said, Chinmay, you knew this was going to be the toughest one. I definitely want Yuvraj on there. I think his performance in 2011 was just so outstanding that you can't leave him out of a all-World Cup team for India. Ganguly, I'm definitely struggling with.
Ganguly in the 2003 World Cup was India's second leading run scorer. And I think in the semifinal, he had an absolutely brilliant performance. So I think Ganguly has to be in there. Gambhir was purely emotional from the World Cup final. I'm willing to concede that point.
So the one thing I would say, Ganguly was the second leading run scorer. Sachin had, I believe it was, he scored 500 something. I think he was over 100 runs more than the second.
Oh, yeah. Sachin was way over. Yeah.
So even Ganguly going second, I'm not sure that means that he scored that many runs. Well, I'll have to check on that.
I think he was close to 500, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I think he was in like the high 400s, like 480, 490, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely agree with Dhoni and Yuvraj. Shay, if you have any thoughts, please feel free to add them while I internalize Ganguly.
So here's my 11, if you want to hear it.
Go ahead.
So, Kapil, there's no particular order.
Yeah, sure.
Kapil Dev, Rahul Dravid, Zahir Khan, Harbhajan, Yuvraj, Sachin, Dhoni as captain and keeper, Ganguly, Gambhir, and Sehwag. And then, and I had Ashish Nehra, because he did really well in the 2003 World Cup, and he did a decent enough job in 2011. I think those 2 pacemen are key. I say Nehra because he had like a couple of matches where he had like 6 for 23, 5 for 10, in key group games. And I was debating between Gambhir and Mohammad Kaif, and I could go either way on those. Mohammad Kaif was a solid middle order batsman and the best fielder, him and Yuvraj Singh. But Gambhir also had that amazing final knock in 2011. So I could go either way on Gambhir or Imam Akif.
So Dravid for me, I left out because I had Dhoni in. I think that was a debate for me. Was Dravid or Dhoni?
Yep, that makes sense. And if we're taking a keeper, I think obviously Dhoni is... There's no questions about that, so...
If you want to go off pure production, you could have Kapil Dev be the captain and have Dravid be the keeper. And if you want to go off pure production, Dravid scored more runs in his respective World Cups than MS Dhoni did. But Dhoni, again, in the final, carrying the team, I can see the emotional decision that gets made. And we can argue Dhoni's the better captain than Kapil. We can, if you want to make that argument. So where do we stand on juggling that group?
I think a lot of people would make that argument, actually. It's not that unpopular.
So Dhoni would be the captain then?
Yeah.
And then if he's the wicketkeeper, there's no reason really to have Dravid in.
I would agree with that.
I had Nera as well, Ashay. So yeah. I'm with you there. I also had Javagol Srinath in the 11.
Yeah, I was up in the air between Nera and Srinath, and I put Nera in. Because he played both cups. So he had more of an impact for sure.
Yeah, so I have... Here's my 11. So I had Tendulkar, Sehwag, Gambhir, Ganguly, Yuvraj, Dhoni, Harbhajan, Zahir, Kapil Dev, Javagol Srinath, and Ashish Nehra. Again, little bowler heavy, but I think that was the 11 that I had. I guess we're still debating Ganguly and Gambhir, right? We haven't come to a clear conclusion on those guys.
Living with the Kolkata boys.
I'm starting to agree. I'm looking at some of the teams, and I think the next best option realistically is Mohammed Kaif, as Ashay mentioned, and I think Ganguly was much better than him in that 2003 World Cup, so or much more important to India's overall success. So special shout out to Kaif. He was an excellent fielder and played some really important innings, some match winning chases. But I think I agree with the 11, Chinmay.
Okay, cool. Parth, you also had brought up Harbhajan Singh. Are you fine with Harbhajan now in the 11?
I am, yeah. And I realized that he was also the star bowler. Did he play in the 2003 World Cup? In 2011, he was definitely the star.
He was the far better spinner in 2003 as well. I know Anil Kumble only played a handful of matches. So Harbhajan was definitely the lead guy.
For sure.
And, you know, and all these bowlers got whacked in the 2003 World Cup final. So we can basically throw that one out. But this is an all-encompassing thing, not just World Cup finals. And I know it's weird to say that because Gambhir and Dhoni are in this purely based on what they did in the final almost. So it is all-encompassing, and it is all the matches, not just the one World Cup final. Obviously, those knockout games way heavier. But the 11 for India, Tendulkar, Ganguly, Sehwag, Gambhir, Yuvraj, Dhoni, Kapil, Harbhajan, Zahir Khan, Javagol Srinath, Ashish Nehra. We move to the most difficult one now. We conclude with probably the most difficult 11 that we have to come up with, just because there are so many goddamn players who can be in this team. And it is the Australia team. The eligible groups, 1975, 1987, 1996, 1999, 2003, 2007, and 2015. There was a clear four for me, just based off the three-peat performances, and that was Adam Gilchrist, Ricky Ponting, Glenn McGrath, and Michael Clarke.
Agreed.
Ashay, any debate there?
No, not at all.
All right. The next group for me, I had the Waz, so Steve Waugh and Mark Waugh. And then I had Brett Lee, Matthew Hayden, Mitchell Starc, Steve Smith, and Shane Warne to round out the 11.
I did not have Steve Smith. I had Andrew Simons over him because I think he was more important in 03 and 07. Steve Smith, realistically, only there in 15.
He was their best player in 15 by far.
I think Andrew Simons had some really destructive innings in the middle order to take the pressure off Australia and just give it to Sri Lanka in 07.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Ashay here that I don't know who needs to come out to make room for Simons, but I agree with Ashay that Simons definitely has a spot in this team just because of how Ashay said he was one of the leaders in 03, 07. And let's not forget, he was also a great bowler, too. Had a great economy rate and picked up some key wickets here and there, even against India. So, I'm debating who needs to make space, but I definitely think Simons has to come in.
Okay. I can understand the point. So any others than Ashay mentioned Steve Smith as a possible guy that needs to come out. Any others from the group, though, that you think shouldn't be there or maybe are for sure there for you guys?
Can you rerun that second group, Tim? I just re-mentioned those.
Okay, so...
Rerun 11, actually.
Okay, so here's the 11 that I had down. Adam Gilchrist, Matthew Hayden, Ricky Ponting, Michael Clark, Steve Waugh, Mark Waugh, Glenn McGrath, Brett Lee, Mitchell Stark, Steve Smith, Shane Warne.
I had Shane Watson over Mitchell Stark, and I had... Did you mention Brad Hogg, right?
I did not mention Brad Hogg. I took Brett Lee over Brad Hogg. I took Brett Lee over Brad Hogg because of Lee's performance in 03.
Yeah. I had Brad Hogg in over Mark Waugh, actually.
Okay, I think Mark Waugh has to be in. I think Mark Waugh and Steve Waugh have to be in. They were the backbone of the 99 team. They don't even come close to the final without those two guys. I think that those two have to be in. And they were brilliant in 96 as well.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so I think those guys have to be in. Brad Hogg, again, great player. Like, there's so many great Australian players.
Right.
At some point, you just have to draw, like a line somewhere. I just think Brett Lee was the better World Cup bowler.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I could think of Brad Hogg then and leave Stark in, as you said, or Steve Smith.
I think Stark and Smith were purely to get some names from 2015 in for me. And Stark had an all-time performance in 2015. I believe he was the highest wicket taker ever in a single World Cup.
It's 22 wickets, I think.
Yeah, I believe that was the highest ever in a single World Cup for any player, so I had to put him in. But I can understand taking him off because you already have some all-time pacers. The Watson point, I don't know with Shane Watson, man. He's a great player, but I just none of his World Cup performances really stand out to me.
I would be fine with, like you said, Australia is the hardest one. I have no issue putting in Steve Smith and Mitchell Stark.
Well, so Andrew Simons has to come in at some point, right? So someone has to get off this list.
I would put in Simons or Smith then.
Yeah, I'm starting to come around to that. But I really want, this is too tough. It's hard to take Steve Smith out of an 11. He had a fantastic 2015. I don't know, Chinmay, who would you have to make room? Who would you take out if you had to?
So I didn't have Simons in.
Right. I'm saying if you had to take one out of your 11, clearly you would rather not have Simons in, but...
Yeah, this is tough for me because I can see a scenario where I can combine multiple guys to make up a, like, fifth and sixth bowler, and I would remove Shane Warne, but Shane Warne was obviously one of the best spinners ever, so... Mm-hmm. It's just very hard for me to do that. I think if I absolutely have to take a guy out, I think I'll take Steve Smith out. If I absolutely have to take somebody out, because there are so many other batsmen, and if I have to take somebody out, I'll take Steve Smith out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep, I can go with that.
Okay, so the 11 that we have then for Australia. Adam Gilchrist, Matthew Hayden, Ricky Ponting, Michael Clark, Glenn McGrath, Brett Lee, Shane Warne, Andrew Simons, Mitchell Stark, Steve Waugh, and Mark Waugh.
No.
That is going to round out the All-World Cup 11s that we did. And I have an idea for our next podcast, guys. We should do an all-time 11 of guys who never made a World Cup final from every country.
What about hypothetically, which of these teams do you think are the strongest or which are the best? I have three in my mind that are the best and that... They would win a hypothetical World Cup of the hypothetical 11s.
It's very hard to pick against Australia in any situation.
Very hard.
I think the top three are Australia, West Indies, and surprisingly Sri Lanka.
I think there's a clear cut four for me is West Indies, Sri Lanka, India, and Australia.
And I personally think Australia is head and shoulders above the rest.
I think West Indies would give a run for their money.
That would be an amazing final to see. The old timers from the West Indies going against the most dominant team that we've seen in Australia. That would be something.
That pace attack against the Australian batting lineup, that would be fun to watch.
Yeah. I would be very down for that if we could find a way to teleport and recreate and and play it out on an actual pitch. I would be in for that. Anything else that you guys have?
Nope. Some good looking 11s.
That is gonna do it for us here with the World Cup 11s, the all time 11s. I think for the next podcast we're going to do all-time 11s that never played in a World Cup final. Good luck finding an 11 for Australia in that one. But that's going to do it for us here, guys. Stay safe, everybody. Take care of yourselves, and we'll catch you here next time at the follow-on and followoncricket.com.